It's Ace, not S. It's Yeyase, not Yase. The laws and regulations relating to fixing the reading of a Balkore. When is it permitted or obligatory to fix the Balkore's mistaken reading? Are there times that actually you're not allowed to do so even though he made a mistake? And when do we require the Balkore to repeat the word or sentence if a mistake was made? So there are two types of mistakes that can be made while reading. One is a mistake in the word itself that was read, and another is a mistake such as he skipped a sentence, he skipped a word. We will be focusing only on the type of mistake in which he read the word, but read it mistakenly, in the wrong tune, with the wrong nekudas, or in the wrong pronunciation. On the one hand, when a Balkore makes a mistake, we are faced with the fact that he's not reading it correctly, and obviously every Balkore is required to read the Kriya in the correct manner. So perhaps we should definitely correct him by any type of mistake. On the other hand, we all know that there is a great rule in Judaism against shaming a Jew, especially in public. And therefore, perhaps correcting him in public is viewed as unnecessary shame and is more important not to shame him than it is to correct him and make sure you heard the exact correct word. So indeed, we find amongst the Poskim three different opinions in this matter. The Torah in chapter 142 brings in the name of the Baal HaManhig, and likewise so brings the Bach, the Chaya Adam and Kaf HaChayim, that one should never ever correct the Balkore. Even if he made such a gross mistake, such as he said Haran instead of Aaron, even then he's not required to repeat it and you don't correct him. And the reason for this is because you're not allowed to shame the Balkore. And this opinion brings from the Medrash that b'di'evad yoytze, even if a one word was read incorrectly. So we see that this opinion holds that better that you don't embarrass a Jew and hear the wrong reading than to embarrass him. However, as the Torah continues and writes, the Rambam argues on this opinion and states that if the Balkore even made a slight mistake in the pronunciation, even of one letter, he is to repeat it, even if the meaning does not change as a result. And so rules the Mechaber in chapter 142, Halacha 1, in Arachayim, and so indeed is the practical ruling among Sfardim, that even a slight mistake in the pronunciation of one letter, even if it's meaningless, the Balkore is corrected and he repeats it, as rules the Rambam and Maran, the Bet Yosef. The Brit Chadash and Kaf HaChaim, however, point out that even according to this opinion, a mere mistake in the timing does not require repetition. Now, the third opinion, the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah in chapter 142, Halacha 1, based on the Trumas Hadesh in Shuva 181, writes, a compromise between the two opinions. That if the Balkore mispronounce a letter of word that changes the meaning of the word, then you must repeat. Then he must repeat it, and of course you need to correct him, so he repeats it. And this applies even by a weekday reading. If, however, it does not change the meaning of the word, then the Ramah rules, and so is the Ashkenazi custom, that he does not need to repeat the word. It goes without saying that if he read the word in the wrong tune, the wrong trap, then he's not required to repeat it. And as we said, this applies even according to the Sfardim. As rules the Ramah that we don't require him to repeat non-consequential mistakes, rules the Alter Rebbe in chapter 64, Halacha 2, regarding Kriya Shema, and he references likewise the Kriya Satoira, and so also rules the Pri Chadash, the Emes LeYakov, David Emes, the Chaya Adam, the Ksais HaShulchan, and other Acharedim. However, writes the Ramah, concludes the Ramah, that all this is regarding forcing the Balkore to go back and repeat the misread word. That if it's not a consequential mistake, doesn't change the meaning, then he doesn't have to repeat it. But regarding reprimanding him, he should be reprimanded to know he's reading it wrong and pay more attention and be more expertise in the reading in the future. Now, seemingly, this doesn't make much sense. As if we're trying to not embarrass him, to compromise like the different opinions, then how are we not embarrassing him by screaming at him across the room that he said a mistaken word? So because of this, some of today's Poskim add that the intention of the Ramah is to reprimand him quietly. And therefore only the Gabbai and those standing right next to him are to quietly correct him or reprimand him, as it says. However, not chas v'shalom to scream at him across the shul and shame him in public. Some even add that it should be done only after the davening, only after the kriya, not during the kriya itself. Afterwards, he should reprimand him, tell him, listen, you've been reading these words wrong. Not consequential, so I didn't correct you, but I'm telling you now. And so, in fact, we find that one time Rav Yaakov Landau mispronounced a word during the kriya. The Rebbe Rashab did not reprimand him during the kriya, but waited for after the reading to correct him of his mistake. Now, practically, can the Balkaire go back and repeat the word for the sake of the correct tune or correct pronunciation, even though he's not required to? So the answer is that this is permissible, meaning even though he doesn't have to go back and read it correctly if it's not consequential, he could if he wishes. And so indeed was the custom of the Alter Rebbe to make sure that the entire reading is correct, even regarding the vowelization and the trup. And so was the custom of the Alter Rebbe to correct the Balkaire even regarding a mistake in the trup as an extra hiddur of his for the reading. Even though, as we stated, even according to the Machaber, this is not necessary. Seemingly, however, this is not a directive to the public, and this is something that the Alter Rebbe was makpid in. However, others are to follow the ruling of the letter of the law of the Ramah, that only those nearby do a quiet reprimanding, and he doesn't have to repeat it if he doesn't choose. So to summarize the law, if the Balkaire mispronounced a letter or word, then if it changes the meaning of the word, then he must repeat it and thus be made aware of the mistake. If it does not change the meaning of the word, then he is not required to repeat it and is not to be publicly reprimanded. If the Balkaire realizes or is made aware of the mistake right away, then he may repeat it correctly in all cases if he chooses, as we said, that it's not a prohibition to repeat, but simply not an obligation. However, to make him go back a few psukim to repeat something, that we will not do. We're not going to give some examples of mistakes. The following is a list of mistakes that are invalidating as they change the meaning of the word and the Balkaire must go back and repeat. If one said chalav instead of chalev, one said yase instead of yeyase, one said yoshev instead of yoshav, the Balkaire read the ksiv instead of the kri, all these are invalidating mistakes. So writes the Mishnah Berurah in 142, Sif Katan Dalet. A list of mistakes that are not consequential and don't require repetition, and even reprimanding is only done quietly, is if one said ace instead of s, one said mitzroyim instead of mitzrayim, a kamatz instead of a patach, one read a regular hey without the mapik hey, one read a shvanoch instead of a shvanoch. These are all inconsequential mistakes. Regarding milaran milail, if they were read incorrectly, ideally does not have to be corrected, or if it changes the actual meaning of the word, then it should be repeated. A few questions and answers relating to our subject. May one who's in the midst of davening correct the Balkaire if no one else did? The answer is, one who's in the middle of davening, so long he's not in the middle of Shemina Esrei, may stop to correct the Balkaire by an invalidating mistake if no one else is doing so. Now, from where is the Balkaire to repeat the mispronounced word? Must he repeat from the start of the pasuk, or can he just continue from that, just repeat that same word? So ideally, whenever a word needs to be repeated, the Balkaire, if he remembered right away, can simply repeat that word correctly. If, or if he didn't remember right away and continued reading, then by a mistake that is consequential, he must go back to the start of that pasuk and continue reading from there, and not just go back to that very word. If they only remember many aliyahs later, then by the next aliyah, he is to read from the start of that pasuk until the end of the current aliyah. So records the Mishnah Berurah. Now regarding if one made a mistake in a pasuk with Hashem's name, then he's to always go back and start from the beginning of that pasuk rather than that word. And many are accustomed to first finish the pasuk and then go back to the beginning of the pasuk. In the event the Kriyas HaTorah was already finished and the Sefer Torah put away, and then someone brought up that he heard a mistaken word be read and it changes the meaning, so machlekes and paiskim if one is required to take it out again in order to read it correctly. All in all, one of the big lessons we can learn from this entire halacha is how careful we must be not to shame or embarrass another Jew, especially someone who's in middle of public speaking, giving a speech to the public. Cutting him off in middle and correcting him in something, even if in truth you're in the right, could be transgressing public shaming. And if even by Kriyas HaTorah the Paiskim hold it shouldn't be done at all, certainly in other situations it's better for the person to have patience and hold himself back, and after he verifies that he is in the correct, to quietly go over to the public speaker after the end of his speech and correct him. Often it happens that the person correcting him is himself in the mistake. He himself is incorrect, and he ended up embarrassing the public speaker and giving false information to those attending for no reason and no benefit at all.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.